to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 931 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to do a Dude Groves Cup recap. That's right, over the weekend, I had the honor and privilege to attend and vend at the Dude Groves Cup in Longmont, Colorado. I should start by sending a big thank you shout out to the Dude and Scotty and Grambo and Banner and everybody else down the food chain at the Dude Groves crew that made a very successful and smooth event happen this weekend. Big shout out to the Dude Groves crew. Big shout out to everybody at Vermilion Hill. That was a great event, the smoothest Dude Groves Cup ever. Maybe I should explain what the Dude Groves Cup is. Our friends at the Dude Grow Show, another podcast about our favorite plants, they throw a festival every year, and it's called the Dude Groves Cup. It is also a competition. It is a flower competition. A lot of people bring their favorite flowers. They put them on display. People are able to judge their favorite flowers. I have to be careful what I say here on YouTube. People are able to judge their favorite flowers, and at the end of the day, there is a winner announced for the best flowers. They actually do the top 10, so you get to see where you rank, and then they put out the final tally sheet. You get to see where you ranked in order of votes at the end. So you bring your favorite flowers, you enter, people get to check out your flowers, they vote, then at the end, they announce the winners, and then by the end of the weekend, they publish a list of everybody's ranking. So if you entered your flowers, you get to see where you stand on that list. So that is the Dude Groves Cup. And then on Sunday, they do the same thing, but it is more of a concentrated event, if that makes any sense to you. Once again, I do have to be careful with what I say here on YouTube. It's more of a concentrated event where we come and we all concentrate together. There were a lot of good concentrations happening, a lot of good flowers and a lot of great concentrations. Big shout out to all of the winners and the competitors. Being a vendor, I don't get to leave my booth very often. Saturday, I was slammed. By the time I finally got to go pee on Saturday, I think it was about 5 o'clock the first time I left my booth. We had been there since about 9:30 in the morning. That tells you how busy we were. We get there, we set up the booth. I'm going to interrupt myself. Big shout out to Mike for getting the booth pretty much put together. I get distracted by people, by customers, by friends, by community members as soon as I get there. A lot of people want to talk to me, and Mike understands how that goes. He just buckles down, gets the booth put together, gets everything handled. He kicks ass. So big shout out to Mike for getting the booth going, keeping me on track, and also helping all the people that they want to talk to me so bad, but Mike is so polite and takes good care of them. So thank you, bro. You took good care of people. But what the heck was I even saying, dude? Oh, great event. We had a great time. Lots of concentrations, lots of flowers. Didn't get to leave the booth very often. I did one lap. I went and peed about 5:30 or so. So we set up at like 9:30, and then we just rocked the whole day. As soon as I get set up, people start coming up like, hey, Rasta Jeff, thank you for the podcast. Hey, Rasta Jeff, want to see some of the flowers that I brought with me or some of the concentrations I brought with me? People just wanted my attention. So from 9:30 in the morning, we hung out with people and then started vending about 10:30. And then we did not stop until a little bit after 6. Then we saw so many people that day. We saw so many cool people. I'm not going to even try to go down the list because I will leave people out. If you stopped by my booth, thank you. If you came by, if you just said hello, if you brought me a gift, if you gave me a fist bump, if you gave me a high five, especially if you gave me a hug, if you brought me some flowers, if you brought me concentrates, if you were wearing Irie Genetics or Grow From Your Heart podcast gear at the event, big thank you, big fist bump, big shout out, super shout out and fist bump to everybody that showed up in the gear. Those people all got a special prize. I gave them a 3-pack of something called Sigma Oasis. That is the lemon cherry gelato crossed to the cream. Everybody wearing Irie gear, if you came up to the booth and got my attention, I gave you the 3-pack for free. It's called Sigma Oasis. They are FEMS. Enjoy those. Let me know how they do. I hope to see pictures of those for you or from you for next year. But that was the freebie for wearing the Irie merch. Big shout out to everybody who showed up in the gear. Once again, thanks to everybody who came by the booth Saturday or Sunday. I know I was recapping Saturday, but so Saturday wrapped up. We had a great day. Then we headed. Oh, I skipped a day. Holy crap. Let's talk about Friday. Boys and girls, we headed up to Denver Friday. Traffic was it was no good. That's Denver was Denvering really hard Friday. So we got up to Denver a little bit late. We pulled into the parking lot at Meow Wolf, and there were about 20 members of the Irie Army wearing Irie Genetics t-shirts, Irie Army hoodies, bunch of handsome ladies and gentlemen in the parking lot at Meow Wolf waiting for me and Mike to pull up. We pulled up. I said, hey, Mike, We have no time to prepare. We're just getting out of the car and the party starts. As soon as I open the doors, hey, bro, hey, Rasta Jeff. And I loved it. It was awesome. Got to meet so many cool people. Shout out to the gang that met us up, met up with us at Meow Wolf. Meow Wolf is an interactive art installation, kind of an art museum. I call it a trip center in Denver. So inside Meow Wolf, it's called The Convergence, and there are four different fantasy worlds made up that collide into each other, and there's a story that runs through the place. If you want to walk through and kind of follow along and get into the story, it's a little bit more fun, or you can just walk around and check out all the psychedelic and very creative visuals that are all over this building. The building is very creative, and they encourage you to open every door, open every drawer, check every cabinet. You're not snooping. It's part of the adventure. That's what they want you to do. You might find some new, exciting, creative shit that happened if you do that, and it's fun to do it when you're a little bit enhanced, if you may understand what I mean. If you and Super Mario hang out a little bit, or you and Dimitri hang out a little bit, and then you go to Meow Wolf, it is a very interesting and enhanced experience. A lot of psychedelic imagery, a lot of nonsensical stuff in there that doesn't make any sense to your brain. A lot of very creative people putting things together. There are four different worlds that combine, and the idea is that something happened. Nobody knows what happened. But a lot of people disappeared and a lot of things disappeared and the world's not the same. And they use memories as currency in the convergence. And people are missing, but maybe they just can't remember where they are. And they make a bunch of weird announcements about if you can't remember, or please don't forget that if you can't remember, you can remember by not forgetting to remember. Just weird announcements like that that make you go, huh, what happened? But it's fun. It's a fun interactive place. We allegedly had a small smoking session in the parking lot. And then we all went and roamed through Meow Wolf. Big shout out to the gang. Then at some point, we went up to the cocktail lounge inside Meow Wolf and had some mocktails. Some of them had cocktails. I don't drink. Mike and I are sober. A bunch of us had mocktails. A few folks had some cocktails. I'm not judging. Have what you do, bro. Somebody actually drank an Old Fashioned that smelled amazing. I haven't had whiskey in a long time. They were sitting across the table, and they drank it. When they set it down, I went, oh, my goodness. I can't drink alcohol responsibly, so I choose not to do it at all. But the smell of that drink, I enjoyed the aroma of that beverage. But that was inside of the sips at Meow Wolf. And then eventually we all decided that we'd had enough, and we exited Meow Wolf. And then we headed over to a friend's Airbnb where we just did what a bunch of bros do at an Airbnb. We just smoked out, talked a bunch of shit, got loud, and had a good time until all of our voices were shot. So... Shout out to everybody who met up with me at Meow Wolf. That was really cool to be able to throw an alternate party and just get my gang to go do the other thing that was happening. That was kind of fun. So thanks to everybody that came to Meow Wolf. Then Saturday happened. We already talked about that. We're doing the messed up chronological timeline here. Then Sunday came around. I woke up kind of sore throated and burned out already because it was 100 and something degrees Saturday, and I'd probably been concentrating and flowering for 8 or 12 hours already at this point. So I wake up and we have a little bit of breakfast. We reorganized the car and we headed over to the Dude Grows Cup again. Sunday was such a chill day. It was nice. I got to smoke and hang out and relax with a lot more people on Sunday. We saw a lot of people Saturday. Got to actually connect with a lot more people on Sunday. There were a couple of guys, you tall guys know who you are, that I spent a lot of time hanging out with. Thank you, bros. It was a good time hanging out with you. You hung out at my booth for quite a while, and I'm not saying it was bad. We had a good time talking. And then one of you tall guys, I hung out with you at the Extract Dab booth for quite a while. Good hanging out, dude. But Sunday, I decided to go use some of my hard-earned money to acquire some concentrations of my own. So I got to go wander around, and there's a concentrate booth inside there where I picked up some beautiful concentrates. I grabbed some GMO from the extract cellar, and I also got some of the melted strawberries and some of the, what's the other one called? Oh, the honey banana. Bro, the honey banana tastes like, when you hit it on the way in, it's bananas. You're like, oh, banana candies. When you blow it out, it is like this honey coating on your tongue. It leaves a sweetness. Like, you go in the right way. It's so good. Loving that honey banana. Shout out to my buddy Kyle at Extract Cellar for the great, for the love on the concentrations. I'm trying to be careful with the words that I use here, you guys, because YouTube has really been cracking down. They have taken down a lot of my videos, a lot of important videos, actually, videos that meant a lot to me. The White Mike interview got taken down just a couple of days ago. We didn't even say anything too crazy, and they took down the White Mike interview. I don't know what that's all about. I am rambling. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't tell, My voice got roasted at the Dude Gross Cup. I was concentrating and flowering for days. So we hung out all day Sunday at the Dude Gross Cup. Then it got really windy. It got super windy. I went inside the building to go acquire some concentrates of my own. And when I came out, it was like a dust devil. And I was like, oh, I wonder what's happening at my booth. Because I have a full booth with menus and displays and shit going on and a tablecloth and a banner. And I was like, Mike is there by himself. Aw, shit. So I ran over there. And luckily, a couple of members of the Irie Army had posted up. And they were they'd taken some boxes and put the boxes in the right spots to hold everything in place. They'd done it right. Good job, boys. Thank you. And there might have been a girl involved. Thank you, folks, for helping me out while I went to go pee and buy some concentrates. When I came back, all hell broke loose. I'm glad you guys took good care of it. So then we wrapped up. We hung out. We procrastinated. I grabbed a handful of seeds and went and passed out seeds to a few of the vendor friends that were there. That was kind of funny. I meant to pass out seeds as gifts to be like, hey, vendors, you guys were all working. Nobody gave you any love today. Here's some free seeds. And I gave seeds to a few of my friends. All of them responded by giving me a free pack of seeds or a clone or something cool. So that was pretty cool. While I'm thinking about it, I want to send an extra shout out to the people that gave me gifts, especially the guy that sent me the big box of fish merchandise. That is super cool, man. Thank you. I'm trying to stay focused here. So Sunday, we did the Dude Gross Cup. Then we headed over to our buddy's Airbnb. And oh no, Sunday we did not. Sunday, we thought about it. Sunday, Mike and I had big plans. We wanted to do so much. We packed up our booth. We got in the car and I said, hey, buddy, do you think you want to do this? And we both looked at each other and we went, nope. And we really thought we were going to do. We had several options. We bailed on all of them. We boogied. We went and got some food in Denver at a restaurant downtown. And then I think by the time we got on the interstate again from getting food, Mike was snoring in the passenger seat. That's how long of a weekend it was. So that is a very quick Dude Gross Cup recap. I didn't write down the winners. Make sure you check the Dude Gross website for all that stuff. Listen to their podcast. They're going to do a huge recap on this. I wanted to make sure to send shout-outs to all the people that stopped by my booth that, like I said earlier, high fives, hugs, fist bumps. If you bought something, if you didn't buy something, if you brought something, if you didn't bring something, thank you. I love that you just came by and said hello. And if you were at the event and you did not stop by and say hi, what's going on, man? I don't like getting the emails that say, I saw you at the event. You were too busy. No, I wasn't. Come by and say hello, interrupt, pop in. Sometimes people just linger at the booth for way too long, and it would be helpful if you pop in and bail me out of that long conversation about their cat. So just pop in. Don't be shy. But big shout out to everybody that popped in. I'm going to check my notes. Meow Wolf was fucking awesome. Cup day was great. Sunday was chill. Lots of fun at the Airbnb. Big shout out to my boys that I hung out at the Airbnb with. I got to have some new experiences. I got to take a very good friend on a very fun adventure. We didn't leave the couch, but we went on a very fun adventure to the middle of the earth, maybe to a couple of other planets. shout out to that dude. Shout out to the guy that joined us one time, too. We did a little couch surfing in a different way, a little cosmic couch surfing. Shout out to the guys that got to go on those adventures with me. I'm glad that I could take you on that voyage. Big thanks to everyone who came by the booth. Shout out to everyone who wore Irie gear. I think I covered most of it. Did I talk about Sigma Oasis? Yes. Sigma Oasis was lemon cherry gelato to the cream. I gave free 3 packs of feminized seeds of the Sigma Oasis to people who were wearing Irie merchandise at the event. So big shout out to those folks. I think I've covered most of the Dude Gross Cup review. The best part was they covered all the hiccups and glitches from last year. There were no problems that I was aware of. The main issue was it was hot. And you can't do anything about the heat. We don't know the right people to call or send a check to for that yet. If you guys know who to communicate with for that's in control of the heat, let me know. We'll get them going. But everything seemed to be pretty smooth this year. The parking went well. Getting in and out went well. Vending was super smooth. There were no problems. There were no assholes this year. There were no incidents. I'm not going to talk about the incident that happened last year. You guys already know. None of that happened. There was no weirdness. The big issue was the heat. It was 90-something degrees all weekend, and it was affecting people's performances, and people were super sweaty, but it wasn't that bad. The main issue that was happening is on Sunday, there was a booth from Puffco that was where all of the sampling was happening. So if you wanted to sample some of the concentrates, you would use a Puffco, and they had like 8 or 9 Puffcos lined up. I think they had 20 of them. What was happening is they were overheating. They would plug them in to heat up, and they would overheat, and then they would unplug them and let them cool down, and you'd get 1 or 2 rips out of it, and then they would overheat. They had a mini fridge out there, and they were putting Puffcos in a refrigerator trying to keep them cool, and they were still overheating. So they had to move that part of the show to the inside, which that wasn't that big of a deal. They just move it inside. That's cool. That's where the concentrate bar was for most of the weekend anyway. While I'm thinking about it, big shout out to Lexi. Lexi was working her butt off at that dab bar. She spent a little bit of time with me because Kyle and I had a little bit of business to talk about. Lexi gave me some special attention, gave me a couple of custom dabs off a custom rig. Lexi, if you ever see this, thank you for taking a moment to take care of me at the Dude Grows Cup. I appreciate the dabs that you scooped up for me. I know that it wasn't easy because there was a lot of chaos happening at that booth, and I saw you struggling. So shout out to Lexi. I think I've covered most of the Dude Grows Cup stuff. Come back next year, boys and girls. I do highly encourage you. If you didn't make it this year, if you did make it this year, start scheduling. The Dude Grows Cup is generally the first weekend of June every year. It's in, probably going to be at Vermilion Hill again this year, next year, because it was awesome. The venue does a good job. There's a good bathroom. There are porta potties. There are food trucks. It's easy to get in. It's easy to get out. My hotel was 5 minutes away. You don't stay at that same hotel. That's weird. But it's 5 minutes to get there, which kind of hosed me because my boys had an Airbnb 45 minutes away from there. So after the event, I had to drive 45 minutes to the Airbnb to party and then 45 back. Not a big deal. Denver was Denvering, but that could have been more thought out on my part. However, I liked being right by the venue for the morning. That makes it so much easier to just wake up and boogie on up there, not have to deal with a lot of shit. Okay, at this point, I am rambling. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there. I didn't want to come on and talk about grow lessons today because my voice is a little burnt. You don't deserve a grovelly voiced grow lesson. I wanted to give a quick Dude Grows Cup recap, so here it is. Thank you to everybody that showed up. Thank you to everybody that made the party happen. If you came to the booth, said hi, spent a dollar, thank you. While I'm thinking about it, somebody did lose their purchase. Somebody bought a bag of Irie Genetics seeds at the booth. You lost it. You went inside the barn, you set it somewhere, you walked away. A good Samaritan grabbed your bag and brought it back to my booth. If you purchased a bag of seeds at my booth at the Dude Grows Cup and you lost it, send me an email. You probably got my email address. You can use growfromyourheart@hotmail.com or iregenetics@hotmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know what was in that bag to the best of your recollection. I know what's in there. I've got the bag. If you are correct and you know what's in there, guys, please don't spam me on this. But let me know what's in the bag, and I will make sure that you get your seeds. I'll cover shipping for you. I'll just fold the bag up, put it in a priority mailbox, ship it right out to you. But if you lost your purchase at the Dude Grows Cup, please do reach out. Guys, I'm trying not to burp into the mic. Give me 1 second. Okay, excuse me. Just tried to get that out. If you lost your purchase at the Dude Grows Cup, please do send me a message. I will get that package to you safely because I know you spent some money on it. Please reach out. I think that's all I've got for this episode, boys and girls. I'm going to get my voice under control, get my sinuses taken care of, and I'll be back in a week with a full episode of questions and answers. We'll talk about growing. We'll talk about breeding. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled program. I'm really glad I didn't try to do a grow lesson today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, Dude Grows members, Irie Genetics members, I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Kevin G. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Ross and Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke him up, relax. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Ross and Jeff in our conscious tribe. Spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher.
the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up high above.